It's now time for our weekly Fool Radio game, and for all you folks glued to the business section of your local paper, you've probably noticed a lot of earnings headlines this week. Why not introduce a new game then on this week's show? We'll call it Yearning for Earnings, a game that has everything to do with the company's reporting earnings, but may have little to do with the actual earnings themselves. Our player will earn a Motley Fool ball cap for each correct answer. Our player this week is Marcy from Detroit. Marcy, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.
Marcy, welcome to the show. Let's kick it off with question number one this week. Yippee for Yahoo. Yahoo posted strong earnings this week, you may have seen, but the name Yahoo is actually an acronym. My question for you is, what does Yahoo stand for? And I have three choices. A, Yahoo comes from the first names of its Silicon Valley technology pioneers, Yuri, Albert, Henry, Owen, Oscar. Or B, Yahoo comes from the phrase, yet another hierarchical, officious oracle. Or C, Yahoo comes from the first letters of the following adjectives, each an attribute of the company's target customer: young, active, hip, objective, organized. Marcy, which of those is Yahoo's true acronym?
I would say C.
Good try, but it is in fact B. It's yet another hierarchical, officious oracle. Like many of our questions, Marcy, that one's not too easy. Let me ask you, do you Yahoo?
Every day.
So that is a regular go-to site, and now you know that it's yet another hierarchical officious oracle. By the way, how about Ask Jeeves? Have you used Ask Jeeves at any point in the last year?
Yes.
All right, so you're all over the internet. Well, maybe you'll get question number two then, because we stay in the high technology realm. This one's entitled Chips. Chipmaker Intel announced that earnings were up 25% in the first quarter, year over year, thanks to strong demand in the mobile market. Marcy, which of the following statements about chipmaker Intel is false? Again, I have three for you. One of these is false. A, Intel co-founder Andy Grove was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1997. B, Intel clean rooms where microprocessors are made are 10,000 times cleaner than hospital operating rooms. Or C, Intel had a managing interest in the company that made the Teddy Ruxpin talking bear dolls.
A.
It pains me to tell you that, in fact, Intel never did, to our knowledge anyway, have anything to do with the Teddy Ruxpin talking bear doll. Question number three, we need you to walk away as a winner from this show, so let's get this one, Marcy. Question number three, entitled, Have You Driven a Ford Lately? A bumpy ride for Ford this week. The automaker reported that quarterly earnings were down around 38%. But enough about this week's news. We want to talk about Ford's founder. Marcy, you're calling in from Detroit. We've all heard of Henry Ford, perhaps even are familiar with a few of his famous quotes. History is bunk, for example, is one of those. Which of the following is not a Henry Ford quote? A, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. B, the customer can have any color he wants so long as it's black. Or C, a banker is a fellow who lends you his umbrella when the sun is shining, but wants it back the minute it begins to rain. One of those, Marcy, is not a Henry Ford quote. Which one would that be?
Are we talking junior or senior?
We're going to say senior on this one. I'm pretty sure I've got that one right.
I'm thinking B. It depends if it's junior or senior.
Yeah, I think B, given that they made a lot of black cars there for years at Ford, I think that would probably be a poor choice.
Correct. C.
You are indeed doing pretty well today. You closed out very well, Marcy. That is the correct answer. Mark Twain was the guy who said that a banker is a fellow who lends you his umbrella when the sun's shining, but wants it back the minute it begins to rain. Marcy, congratulations on walking away with one Motley Fool ball cap. I hope you'll wear it proudly in Detroit, rain or shine.
Thank you.
And thank you. And that wraps up our game for this week. You can hear this game, this show, or any past Motley Fool radio show by logging on to fool.npr.org. And to sign up for our free weekly radio email, hop on to fool.com scroll down to the free weekly newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.